So we're doing the question here. It's on Makos Gimel and Beis. So it's a question about Mayim Shilvim. And so the basic halacha is that if you have a mikvah, mikvah is 40 sa, okay, which is like a bathtub, about the size of a bathtub. Okay, so the halacha is that for 40 sa of water, the water has to be Mayim Chai, that it's like natural water, not water which has been collected in the clay. Okay, Mayim Shilvim is water that was collected in the clay. So the thing is that within the before until you get 40 sa of water, if you put in rainwater, it's possible. But how much rainwater is 3 lugim. Okay, 3 lugim, which is, I think we figured it's like about, let's say about 48 ounces. Okay, a revius is a revius of a lug. It means it's a quarter of a lug. So if you figure a revius, let's say it's 4 ounces, so a lug is 16 ounces, so 3 lugim is 48 ounces, so give or take, something like that. Okay, so so you have a, if you have basically, fine, so if you have 3 lugim of mayim she'uvim in the, before you get your shei mikvah, then it's possible. Okay, and once you have a mikvah, then 40 saw of a mikvah, then you can mix in a mayim shuv. But before that, not. Okay, fine. So 3 lugim basically is possible. It's possible to make fun. Mm-hmm. So the question is, but it's only 3 lugim of water. Okay, it's through the mayim shuvim is water. Wine isn't mayim shuvim, or milk isn't mayim shuvim, and they're not possible to make fun. Okay, unless there's a separate thing, if they change the appearance of the mikvah, the whole mikvah, then I think it possibles it. That's halacha. Shinei Mara is a posel on the mikvah. But assuming it's not, if you just drop in a little bit of wine, it doesn't change the appearance of the mikvah, it's fine, it's not posel. Okay. So, Vam Rav Yudam Rav. It's four lines on the bottom on Gimel and Beis and Makos. So, Shloshes Lugim Mayim Shanafal Esochan Kortav Shal Yayin. So, you have 3 lugim of water and a kortav, which is like a drop, it's a tiny amount.
64th of a lug.
A 64th of a lug? Okay, fine. So, it's very little. So a very little amount of, let's call it a drop. A drop of wine falls into it. But now it appears like wine. Because wine is a very strong color. And it's going to change the appearance. The whole thing is going to look like wine. Diluted, I guess, but it'll still look like wine. Mm-hmm. And now it falls into the mikvah. So you really have 3 lugim of water. But the thing is, it has the appearance of wine. So do you say it's like water, or do you say it's like wine? So it says, lo pathlu. It's not possible. Namely, it's like wine. Rashi. Lopas lu zil basar chazusa. You go by the appearance. But yayin ain't no posel, it's a mikvah. Okay. Upsol mikvah b'mayim shuvim midraban. The psol of mikvah b'mayim shuvim is midraban.
Why does he end that?
I know, it's funny. What's that doing there? It's a good question. I don't know.
You can figure it out.
I know. What's the shaykhus of that? What is the shaykhus of that?
The only thing I think of was like, you know, relevant some sort of shishim or suffix question, but I couldn't see how that tied into anything. Maybe he's saying, in terms of the suffix approach.
Sorry. Oh, by the way, what's going on here? Yeah, let's leave the question. Maybe we'll get back to it later. We'll see. I mean, it's I don't know. Let's leave it, okay? So now he says like this. So now, yeah. So the Gemara says, Maskifler of Kahana. So, right, so well, right away we're going to have to explain that, right? Explain what's the svar for that? Zilbasa Chazusa.
Right.
What's the idea there? But there's me and Machloka, so we could leave it go, right? Okay, but what's that idea? Maskil for Rav Kahana, v'chima ben zeh l'meitzeva. T'tnan, Rabbi Yossi Omer meitzeva, posel mosa mikvah, v'sholshes lugim. Because by meitzeva, even though it doesn't have the appearance of water, it looks like colored water, right? It's red, it's blue, it's purple, whatever it is. Yet still, you say it's posel mikvah. So if you're telling me that you go by the appearance, so that stuff shouldn't be posel. There's an appearance of water. So what must it be? It must be just go by how much water there is.
Yeah, the psul is mayim shuvim.
The psul is mayim shuvim.
Okay, we weren't trying.
Yeah.
Give us a bit of
kind of read it there. No, I think so. That's what it is.
Okay.
Right. So if that's the case, so then so this seems to indicate that you don't care what it looks like. But the bottom line is, water is water. So then the same thing by the wine.
Yes,
so Amalei Rava, Hasa Maya the Tziva Mikri. Hacha Chamra Mziga Mikri.
Right.
says, no. There it's colored water, so it's still water. As it appears, what does it appear like? It appears like red water, blue water. But it's still water, it's just a different kind of water. But here, when you get purple water, it's not just purple water, it becomes wine. It's diluted wine.
Right.
Diluted wine, so that's a different thing. So this appearance is really an appearance of wine. It's not an appearance of water anymore.
Sometimes appearance is just coloration. Sometimes appearance is
changes the definition,
right.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, so that's a good answer, right? I mean, we could take this up step by step, but let's just get to the main ideas, okay? So then it says like this.
It could be another question.
Vehatani Rabbi Chia who read us a mikvah, but Rabbi Chia says a brisa in this same case. There's an open brisa which says that the mikvah is possible. Rashi shloshes look at my mishnah hosol and court of yain marik mayim nafal mikvah who read us a mikvah mechshel psol. So it's a posa. So apparently Rabbi Chia, which is a brisa, holds that you don't care what it looks like. You just care. There's three lugim. So how could Rav, who's an amora, how's the Rabbi Rav saying that it's that is kosher. There you go by Chazusa. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, Amarava, lo kasha. Ha Rabbi Yochanan Minuri, ha Ravanan. It's really a machlokas Tanaim. It's an old machlokas Tanaim, which goes back to Tanan.
Rashi said,
Rabbi Yochanan Minuri, the also basa Chazusa. Fine. So, the case is like Shloshes, Lugim, Mayim, Choser, Kortav, Shanafal, Sochin, Kortav, Yayin. So if you have, let's say, 2.99 of water and 0.01 of wine, right? And it looks like wine. So if it goes in the mikvah, it's not possible. Okay? It's not possible. Why is it not possible? So it seems because like this, is that there are two ways to look at this thing. Either you go by its appearance, and if you go by its appearance, then it's wine, right? Or you go by, like, let's say the substance. Is how much Mayim Shuvim is there. Oh, but then there's only 2.99.
So it's not a problem?
Right, so then it's also not a problem. So that's definitely kosher. Because either way, it's if you want to look at it as a mixture, then you're going to say, what is it? It's wine. Right. So or you're going to go by the underlying thing, so then it's only 2.99. So either way, that case is definitely kosher.
The machlokas would come out the same.
No machlokas, exactly. V'chein shlosha lugim. But what could you deduce from this, by the way? What could you deduce? But if you add three lugim of Mayim, if you add three lugim of Mayim, it would be possible. Because why does the Mishnah case? Oh, because why does the Mishnah pick a case where it's 2.99 and 0.01? The Mishnah should have just said an even bigger chiddush. Even if it's 3.0 and it's 0.01, he should have said that
it's good is because of wine.
Right. If the reason is because the wine and the appearance of wine, you always go by the appearance, and that's all we care about. So then don't pick a case where I could have interpreted it as saying it's because there's not enough quantity of water. Just pick a case where it's clear that there is enough quantity of water. It's 3.0 of water. And it's not a postal because it looks like wine. But the fact that it said 2.99, it means that's when it's not a postal. But if you had 3.0 of water, it is a postal.
Despite the coloration.
Yeah, despite the coloration. So you see the shita, which is going to be the shita of the Rabbanan, hold that you don't go by the appearance,
and
right? And that's Rabbi Chia, exactly.
Okay.
Okay.
You got that, Jake?
Yeah.
Okay.
We just.
Okay. V'chein shlosha lugim mayim chaser korta shnafal zogin korta chalav umarayim kumarayim mayim v'nafal mikvah lo pasluhu. And also, if you have 2.99 of water and 0.01 of milk, and now the thing looks like water. It's not a posel. So that again is a raya that this shita holds that you go by the substance. Because if you went by appearance, so then the thing appears like water. So you have 3.0, 2.99 of water and 0.01 of milk.
Yeah.
So if you say you go, so now you have 3.0 total, which looks like water. Right. So if you say you go by appearance, then the thing is water. So therefore it should be a posel.
Right.
But if you say you go by the substance, so then you don't have 3.0. Then you have 2.99. So it's not a pozo.
So nobody ever holds it as mashlim. You only have...
Well, no, not according to this guy. According to this guy, because he just goes by how much substance of water do you have.
Right.
So I don't care if it's wine. It's all I care about, bottom line is how much substance of water do I have. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care. And that's going to express itself in two ways. If I have 3.0, even if it doesn't look like water, even if it looks like wine, it's still be possible. And if I have 2.99, even if it does look like water because I'm mashing with milk, it's still not possible. So, because he doesn't care. He just says, how much water do I have? Period.
Right. So why did I have to teach you both cases?
Okay, there's a question. Well, why do you need both cases? It's usually the same thing. Well, let's leave that guy, okay? So, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri Yomar HaKol Elecha Charmara. He shows everything else in the appearance. Yeah. So he's going to argue in both cases. So if you have the wine, so if you have 3.0 of water and and a little bit of wine, so then it's not a posel. Because even though you have 3.0 of water, but the thing is it looks like wine, and wine isn't a posel. And if you have 2.99 of water and then 0.01 of milk, So even though you don't have this 3.0 of milk and water and substance, but the thing is, it looks like water. So therefore, it's going to be a posel.
Right.
Okay.
And that's
Rav. I'll call it Chachamar. Rashi. So it says, lo paslu, so mishum de chasro kortav. This is the wine case. It's 2.9. I believe I've made kara shosha slugim shleimim, and not follow socha on kortav yayin marim kamari, and paslu. V'al ditani rabichio, read us a mikvah, ki aitana sphirali. Right, that's Ruchia. Lopas lehu time, but the seifa nami mishin the chaser kortav havi. Vegabe yayin nami havi matzi lemisne ki hai gavna beresha. Vinesnidu bechada bava. It could have just listed them together. And it could have said, shloshes lugin mayim chaser kortav, shenafal sochon kortav yayin o chalav. Bein marash marayim kamari mayim, bein shemarayim kamari yayin. Lopas lehu. So since wine in general will change the color, so therefore it says by the wine case, and it looks like wine. And the milk case, generally, is not going to change the color, so therefore it writes the case as milk. So there's another position further than Gemara that you need both. You need the shear and the appearance and the quantity. In order to be posel, Mayim Shuvim, it has to first of all have the substance of 3 lugim and have the appearance of water. So if you have the wine mixing in, then it's definitely not going to be a posel because it appears like wine. But even by the milk case, if it's 2.99 and 0.01, even though it appears like it, still not be a posel because in order to be a posel, you need Sheer and appearance. Substance and appearance. So, I'm just bringing that in, and maybe we'll get
to that. It's not so much anyway, you still need to get
You need to get sort of for the first ones. But it's funny, you know, after we do it, to mix the two together, you know. Yeah. Okay, so here's the question. The question is, or Svar. The question is like this. Is that what happens when you mix Mayim Shuvim with another liquid. Okay? Now, normally, the way it works is if you mix two liquids, so they become a mixture. Okay? You mix two liquids, two drinks, let's say. They mix whatever two drinks, they become a mixture. And man has to go about identifying this new mixture. Okay? Is this new mixture, and the way he does it, let's say, in certain frameworks, is by appearance. Okay? By appearance. And you mix two liquids together, so appearance is one way that man is going to classify the union. You have a union of two liquids, and you classify this union based upon appearance. Okay, so right?
Yep.
So if you look at mayim she'uvim as basically as mayim, which has a property of she'uvim, so now basically you're mixing wine and water. Okay? You can't start bringing in the shuvim part in terms of the mixture because you're mixing the essences. So you're mixing wine and water. Now the question is this wine or is this water? So you have to say, you look at the appearance. So it's wine. I know that shuvim just doesn't have a place to be chal. I mean, that characteristic is a characteristic in the water. Now if you mix water and milk, so then it's water because it looks like water. So then it's shuvim. Okay, so simple. It's a mixture.
Right, it's pussy. That's all right.
But certain times when you have mixtures, like let's say for instance you have, let's say you mix water and oil. So they don't mix, right? Not everything mixes, okay? Now water and oil don't mix because physically they don't mix. But let's say I have another example. Let's say I mix I mix orange juice and the vodka, okay? So oranges and vodka. So now they mix together, right? It's not like oil and water, they don't mix together. But if I ask you how much alcohol do you have, So you wouldn't say it all is orange juice, there's no alcohol anymore, because it looks like orange juice. You'd say is the alcohol and the oranges don't mix. I mean, in a sense, they mix physically, but conceptually, this is still one drink. It's one shot. Basically, I'm drinking one shot. How much alcohol do you drink tonight? One shot. I mean, you drank a whole cup of it. You know, you wouldn't say you drank zero, and you wouldn't say you drank a whole cup worth, 5 ounces worth. You'd say you drank a shot of it. Because conceptually, alcohol isn't just a clear-looking drink. Alcohol is a drink which has a characteristic to it, and that characteristic doesn't lend itself to becoming diluted with orange, which doesn't have that characteristic, and they remain distinct. Okay, even though you don't know where each one is, but their conceptual natures remain to keep them distinct, and they don't allow them to just become one. Okay, follow me?
I think so, yeah.
All right, so same thing here. Is that if you say that Mayim Shuvim is a new conceptual entity, it's not just water, but it's a halachic entity. His identity is Mayim Shuvim. It's a new thing. So now if you mix the Mayim Shuvim with wine, so it can't become diluted. You simply have 3 ounces of Mayim Shuvim, 3 lugim of Mayim Shuvim, and the kortav of Yayin. Now, it happens to be you can't notice the appearance of the water, but it's still there because it's existed. See, the reason why water entities mix is because the essence of these entities is they don't have the reality is man's realm, man's identities are the thing. So man identifies based on appearance, so they mix together, they become one thing. You don't identify them as separate. But when you say the nature of the entity is a conceptual, one is a conceptual object which has a status. It's like alcohol. It has an identity, and then you're mixing it with the wine. So even though physically they mix, conceptually, basically they're not mixed. It's like oil and water. They're not mixed. So basically, you still have the same 3 lugim of water and 1 quart of a wine. And similarly, if you have 2.9 and 1, they just don't mix. It doesn't lend itself to mixing. So if that's the case, then in order to measure whether you have soul or not, you simply always look back to the original thing. How much of this conceptual entity do you have?
I hear it.
So let's go to the third guy now. So the third shita held that in order for it to be a posel, it has to have the quantity, both the quantity of water, of 3 lugim of water, and the appearance of the water. It has to have both in order to be a posel.
Right.
So what's his idea? Just another point, just to get back to that Rashi of why he says the psul of Mayim Shuvim is Darabanan.
Yeah.
Maybe you could say, I'm not sure, but maybe you say is that, see, if it were a deoraisa, that there's that the Torah defines an entity called Mayim Shuvim, so then it could be that definitely it would be a separate conceptual entity.
Substance.
It's a substance. Because the Torah is going to forge a new identity, a new essence. You know what I mean? But since in which case you wouldn't go by Mara, you'd go by the substance. But since it's a Darabanan, so now you could argue the Rabbanon aren't going to create a new substance, or the Rabbanon are making up a substance out of thin air. There's no such substance like that. So right. Simply, it's water, which has a property. So then it's going to go by Chazusa. You know what I mean? Like, that could be, that's his argument. His argument is that even though it's halachic shame, but since it's a Darabanon, so rather than saying the Rabbanon are going to create a brand new shame, which doesn't exist in the Torah, they'll just take the water, old-fashioned water, and have property, and that's going to give it a halachic shame. But it's not a new essence. You know, I mean, it could be he's holding, Rashi is saying, that there would be no machlokas if it were deoraisa. You know what I mean? Could be.
Possibly.
So, okay, so the problem is the third sheet. I mean, how do you mix these two positions? So, but if you want to go through the Cheshvan, you'll see. It's a little complicated how you get that third shita. But it pops out from the rest of the Cheshvan, the Gemara. There's that third shita. So the thing is like this. Maybe the concept of this follows. Is that the problem in the sugya here is that you're doing Mayim Shuvim. And Mayim Shuvim is like a dual thing. Mayim Shuvim. Now Mayim is like a liquid, a certain kind of a liquid. Right? Which in man's world. Right? A certain type of a liquid. And Shuvim is like a process where man puts it under his realm. It's through drawing it. You know what I mean? And the substance is defined. It's a conceptual identity of the substance. Okay, it's man's water or something to that effect. So you're dealing with a substance which has two properties in the thing: the water property and the shiva property.
Even according to the side that it's a new
entity. Hold on a second. There are two properties there, okay? There's the term itself has two properties. The term itself implies you're talking about two things, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Now, just to clarify maybe what we had said so far, the question is, the two positions so far, is what is Shemayim Shilvim? Do you, which is essential and which is accidental? Do you say essentially it's a water, but the... Essentially it's water, but the Shiva is an accidental property of the water.
Right.
In which case, all I care about is what it looks like, and the Shiva will come for the ride. Right? As the Shiva, the Shem Shuvim will come for the ride, if it's that water. Or do you say... No, that really, essentially, it's drawn. It's drawn. It's the drawn stuff, right? And the water, because the problem is that how is it my Yimshuvim? Like, let's say I have the wine, right? So if I have the wine and the water, so it's, let's say 3 ounces, 3 tlugim of water and a drop of wine, right? So why? So you're saying now is that it's Shuvim, right? Because of the substance, right? But how is it my Yimshuvim? Where's the Mayim? Right? I mean, it's wine now, so Mayim. I mean, but you'll say is that since it's Shuvim, it has the Shem Shuvim as a conceptual identity, and the Shiva, I guess, took place to water, so therefore the Mayim will exist like as a condition of the Shiva. Shiva of what? It was a Shiva of water. So even though right now you wouldn't identify the substance as Mayim, but as Mayim Shuvim, the Shem Mayim is like an accident in the Shiva, in the Shem Shuvim. You know what I mean? Because the Shuvim points back to a Maisa Shiva, and the Maisa Shiva was a Maisa Shiva of the water. Right. So then, in that sense, the water is accidental to the Shiva.
Right.
To the Shem Shuvim. Right? And with the other guy, no, it's the opposite. Is that really the Shuvim is accidental to the Mayim. Right? Why? Because like this. Why is it accidental according to the other guy? Because according to the other guy, he says, really, it's just Mayim. So therefore, if you have the mixture, let's say you have the mixture of 2.9 of Shuvim and 0.1 of milk, right? So now you're saying is that it's all Mayim, right? Aye, but the Shiva only took place to 2.9, so how does the whole thing have the same Shuvim? But you'll say, no, since the whole thing is defined as Mayim, and the Mayim is Shuvim, right? And the Mayim is Shuvim, because he drew the water, so the same Shuvim is a property of the Mayim, and since this whole thing becomes the Mayim, the Shiva will come along for attached to the whole entity of the Mayim. You know what I mean? So the Shuvim, in that sense, the Shiva is accidental to the Mayim. Whatever is defined as the Mayim has the same Shuvim. You know what I mean? So again, the point there is, so just to reiterate and to lead into the third sheet, though, so you have Mayim and Shuvim. The question is what's essential? Is it essence Mayim and the Shiva is accidental, or is it essence is the Shiva and the Mayim is accidental? But you could argue, the third sheet argues it's a compound essence. That it's Mayim Shuvim. You can't say either one is accidental or essential. It's a dual identity, it's a dual essence. Like you have an idea, like rational animal. It's like man, it's a rational animal. You can't separate one from the other. It's a two-part essence. It's a new essence. Mayim Shuvim is a new essence. What is it? It's Mayim, which it has the Shem Shuvim. And you can't relegate either Shem to being accidental. It's a dual essence, a compound essence. So since that's the case, so let's take the cases. So if you have, three of water and a little bit of wine. So in terms of the shame she'uvim, it still has that shame because that can't be diluted. But it's not mayim because it's a wine. And if you take the case of 2.9 of mayim and 0.1 of wine of milk, so you're saying is that it's mayim. Yeah, but the she'iv, since part of the essence of the thing is the she'uvim, and there's a shear of shloshes lugim, so the shloshes lugim has to relate to the essence of she'uva, of she'iva. And there's only 2.9 of the she'uvim. I mean, you can't say because there's 0.1 and it becomes mixed in the aspect, the component of water, but in terms of she'iva, you don't have three. So since a compound essence and there's a shear of three, the shear of three has to relate to both aspects of the thing. Otherwise, you don't have three of this compound essence. You just have three of the water, but the shuvim, you only have 2.9. So if it's a compound essence, the shear of three has to apply to both components together in order to say you have three of this compound essence.
Yep.
The one thing we didn't explain is there's a Havinu Maskana about whether Meperos... So not meperos, meitzeva. Would be if you say kol hacharamara, so therefore the wine is not pasul. So why don't you say that the colored water also shouldn't be pasul? So it answers no. Colored water is called colored water. So So therefore, it's still water. But by mayim, it's called by yayin. It's called yayin. It's called yayin mazak. So just there's a hamin maskana there about whether or not you know hamin maskana yeah. there. So that in theory we haven't defined yet.
Right.
But maybe we'll briefly do it next week. We'll see.